News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR.
Irish Catholic bishops have published a report that indicates that despite all of the social change that has happened in the country in the last number of years, Ireland is still one of the most religious countries in Western Europe. The proportion of adults saying that they had no religion is 32%, which puts us as one of the most religious countries in the Western world. With me now is Father Iggy O'Donovan, who's a parish priest in Fettert, County Tipperary. Iggy, are you surprised by this, or does this match what you would have been seeing in the church?
It very much matches what I've been seeing. In fact, I think that the figures may well be rather more optimistic than I had expected. But I'm not greatly surprised. One thing, I suppose anybody under 40 or thereabouts doesn't know really what we're talking about. Because the things have changed so much out of a face. The cultural Ireland I grew up in, where we were very, very much literally, it was 90% plus Catholic with a very high practice rate. Okay, how much personal commitment there was might be open to question, but certainly there were people, there was a very carefully forged chain of command, mainly defined by Sunday mass going. And I often questioned if the depth went much below that, much further, any deeper than that. And that is why I think when the waves of modernity washed in on us in the last 20 or 30 years, really much of what we had washed away very, very quickly. And in so many ways, if you like, now the God we knew is dead, and in modern Ireland, not very much missed.
So does that mean then that if we read into the figures, is it that a lot of people declare themselves to be Catholic, but it's Bouncy Castle Catholicism?
Well, at the moment, the Bouncy Catholic, I think that phrase you just used there, I think we still have about 90% of our kids who we say go for First Holy Communion. Now, I sometimes believe that actually and I have no problem with the celebration. Goodness, I'm not the Grinch or Scrooge. I love to see celebration. But I sometimes think that actually our celebration of some of these things is in inverse proportion to them. Like if you were to go by First Holy Communion figures and so forth, and I love to see the families gathering, and it looks nice, and I have no problem there. But you could be misled into thinking that there was a very, very high practice rate, when in fact, when you see the beauty of the First Holy Communion ceremony, or indeed the confirmation, very often it's the last you'll see of them again for a fair while, until the next event comes up. Then there are other events. Later on this morning, I'm doing a funeral. There'll be a very large turnout, I know. And it's actually a great positive experience. It's probably our Catholicism at its best. But the system, which was so rigid, so the chain of command was so fixed and so forth, that is very largely gone.
Now, is that a bit of a condemnation of the church itself? Because if you put it in very harsh commercial terms, and you said that any entity in Ireland had access to effectively all of the kids of the country, 90% of the primary schools in Catholic patronage, surely with a start like that, you should be getting better outcomes in terms of committed Catholics.
But I think the point that I'm getting at, with the 90%, 90% of what? What type of commitment is it? Like, if you begin even a little further back, the baptisms, you know, where the commitments are made, this child is going to be brought up as a Catholic and so forth. Well, in fact, I know, and the majority know, that the people present don't have any intention of following through on that. Much the same with the Holy Communion. It's a social celebration. It's a cultural event. And you see, there is more to religion than just the Sunday practice. It is a cultural event. And we still have, if you like, maybe something of a sentimental commitment to the old days. Like, I am very struck, for example, at how the comeback of St. Bridget. She's much bigger now than she was when I was a child. But it's much more to do with a cultural event, and she's now more or less a Celtic goddess, to do it more with atheism than anything else.
And they threw a bank holiday at us, Iggy. Don't forget the bank holiday.
The bank holiday, yes. Now, Patrick is coming couple of weeks' time. My God, will we drown the shamrock again? And anybody might think we were honouring the national saint and the religion he introduced us to. My God, it's anything but. So that it's so much more cultural, so much more part of the society rather than a personal religious commitment. I think that is the difference.
Thank you, Father Iggy O'Donovan. 53106, if you have your 087 1400.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.